Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's the day worth?
Put
a price on it.
He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make
what must I do, babe?
Please leave your message for...
Ah, yeah. You know, we gotta stop that. No more of that. I ain't feel like hearing no rap today. I wanted to hear some love music. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. And I'm your host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, the relationship guru for the evening. It's a couple of people I tried to call. I had some complications, so just text me, and I'll get back to you. Matter of fact, they telling me to try it again. Excuse the ring.
Please leave your message for 973.
We having complications with that. But anyway, first things first. I want to apologize for yesterday. I had to switch the days. I had to go to my grandson's high school football game. So I missed most of the games this year, but I caught like the last three. And maybe people don't know about that, but I had to. They made the playoffs, so I wanted to be there for support. Eastside High School, I wanted to give some support for them. And I don't know. I'm not sure about next Friday. I'll let you know. I might have to move it to Saturday again. As of right now, it's still on Friday. It's still Friday. I'm still trying to call this number. Bear with me 1 second. Just getting a little annoying right now.
Please leave your message for 97.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Oh, let me turn this off. Technical difficulties. But anyway, how's everybody doing? You see, I had to change the music in the beginning from the hip hop. I wanted to hear some love music. And if anybody remember that song right there, Tender Kisses by Tracy Spencer, I believe that was like in the early 90s. But those songs back then, in the early 90s and the 80s, they not only made you feel like you was in love, if you wasn't, it made you want love. It made you want to, and what made you want to find love, share it. And if you was in love and if you was with somebody and those songs came on, those are the kind of songs that made you want to look somebody in the eyes and just tell them how much they mean to you. Or tell them how much they changed your life since you met, or tell them how you couldn't live without them, or you don't know how you would go on without them, and that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with them. Songs like that, they touched your soul. Not like the music today. They touched your soul. They enhanced your feelings of, sincere, like dedication among two people. And that's why I wanted to play that song tonight. And the song, it was really touching. So I hope everybody out there, I hope they got a feeling, the same feeling that I got from that song. You know I'm bullshitting. Everybody know I'm Mr. F Love. I'm Mr. F Love, and I'm not gonna stop until everybody on this planet acknowledge that the love not real. And everybody knows it. But everybody wants it and everybody claims it and everybody needs it. But I say you got to love yourself first. I'm going to try this number one more time. People texting me to call them and they're interrupting my flow. So just bear with me one second. This is tedious.
The number you dialed is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. OVC.
Oh, wow, ain't that something? I don't know what's going on today with these phones. This is crazy. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Let's just what I'm gonna do, cause I got a lot of people I gotta call, and something is going on. I'm having problems calling. I'm gonna go to one more quick song, and then we're gonna come right back and we'll start off with the show. They done fucked up my flow and my vibe for the beginning of the show. We're gonna be right back after this song.
I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, it's you living. We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, filling they throat, living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my appeals there, they took parole. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Okay, let's try this again. Welcome back. We got all the callers on the line. We had some technical difficulty getting through to a couple of people. Messed up my groove. But you know what I say. Everything happened for a reason. So that means that it wasn't meant for me to give the introduction that I was supposed to give. Maybe that was because, you know, I was getting ready to go on a serious fuck love rampage. So I guess the powers that be cut that short. Somebody. But you know what I mean? It's anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Everybody knows it's about 8:15. We have the Lisa experience, and it's about 8:16. I think she just got on the line. Let me see if she's ready. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Technical difficulty, that's what's up.
Stuck my whole fuck love introduction.
We didn't want to hear it tonight. It's good. We crossed over it.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. The powers that be.
Yes.
They want love tonight. They want love to flow. To flow through the microphones. You ready or you want me to keep talking or you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, we like 2 minutes behind. All right, everybody, you know, everybody know about the Lisa experience now, so I really don't have to give an introduction. But anyway, if you're on the line and you want to make a comment or you want to make a, you know, a statement, you want to just give a shout out or whatever you want to do, you want to bash me for hate, saying love not real, you could do that too. If not, if you're on the link, you got to listen. You just got to listen. I appreciate you too. But once again, if you're on the line, you have to press 1 for the go live. So without any more delay, further ado, whatever call, the Lisa experience.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, well, happy weekend, starting up. Started a little slow, but thank God that we're making it through. Tonight, I would have been on what the host is talking about on one of his topics. And tonight, I want to talk about his marriage better. And I have a guest tonight with me. We won't say no names, but it's a guest I have, Anonymous. And she's married. And, of course, all of you know that I'm single. So we're going to talk about the pros and cons of, is it better to be married or is it better to be single? And hopefully some women out there or men that's married or single could call in and give us their take on which one, being married is better or being single. I think I'll be first. She looked like she's a little nervous. So I'm going to talk about being single. So to me, I've had both. I've been married and I've been single. Prior now, I'm single, and I just want to say the pros for being single, you get to do the things that you want to do. You don't have to cook. You clean when you get ready to clean. You keep your own money. It goes towards you. If you have money or if you don't got it, it's on you because you're by yourself. You pay all your bills. You do own your own thing. You don't have nobody telling you where you should go, where you not should go. What can you do, what you can't do, why the house ain't clean, why ain't no food cooking. Those are the topics that disturb people sometimes when you're in a relationship or married. Also, the downside of being single for me is when you're married, you know that as soon as you step in the house, you got your mate with you. But when you're single, you do. You step in the house, you're by yourself. That don't mean you have to be lonely or alone. It's just sometimes you don't have company and maybe you desire something. So being single, you have a choice that you have to either find that one person that you have a connection with that gives you that company when you need it, or you have that friend that you could call up and when you want to go out or do things, you're able to do that. So to me, that's one downside of being single. Also, when you're single, you're left on a lot of situations when it's couples and you're the third wheel and you're sitting there with people that's a couple and you by yourself, which, I mean, if you good with yourself, you're going to feel all right. But also sometimes it's just that, you know, you wouldn't mind someone sitting next to you that you could talk to instead of stepping in on the couple's conversation and keeping it going for the night. You know, nowadays you don't need nobody to dance with, so you can just throw yourself out there. If you feel like it and dance by yourself, it's no big thing. Nobody's thinking about you, ain't worried. So that part, I mean, you don't have to really worry about. But I think being single, you do get to know yourself more because it's just you. So you learn to know what you like, what you don't like, the dislikes. And you also come a one with you that you know and you grow mentally and physically because it's you and you take that. There's a lot of knowledge you learn being single. You learn who's your friends, who's your group. You have to meet somebody, but you know, being single, you have to always think about the people that's around you, because are they for you or against you, you know? And sometimes, but you know, that's what things are. I'm gonna let the married lady step in and say a little bit. She might be a little short, but be patient with her as you have been patient with me, and hopefully we can have a good for the moment, and we can head it over to Jay Sean. So I'm going to give the mic to you. And how is it being married? You can't, you're on the air, so you got to go ahead.
Okay, it's...
Say anything you have to say.
Marriage is a beautiful thing. Sometimes. My marriage, I've been with the guy about 32 years, since I was 15 years old. Well, we get divorced every day, but we're still together. I'm not a real talker, so I don't know. Maybe you can ask me some questions. And then,
so what do you think, why do you think you stayed together for 32 years and be divorced every day? Like, what keeps it going?
He know how to, he can make me cry, he can make me laugh.
And what's the
we
most,
balance each other out.
What's the most special thing you think y'all have as a bond together as a married couple?
Our children. I taught him about love. He didn't have anybody.
So do you think that as time went on that you grew, or you're both at the same level, or you think you branched out as you stayed together? Because being 15 and moving on to now where you're...
It's branched out. It's like branched out.
Okay. Do you think both of y'all have accomplished a lot of things that you
Well,
he
has, and I helped him, and I'm still not where I'm at, but he's pushing me to be a better person.
Okay. And do you think, where you think you're going to be heading in the next maybe 5 years, 2 years?
Hopefully owning my own business or something.
Okay.
That I don't have to work for anybody.
Now, you have older children and younger children. Do you feel that your life is better when you have this, if you just had the two older, or did the younger one more enhance more your marriage life since you have a younger one?
I think it's better now because I had girls, and then my son, he makes me better too.
So do you think that you would be better off if you were single, or you'd rather be where you're at now?
I would think I would be single or married, whatever God had planned for me.
So you would take whatever course and little journey that you would take?
Exactly.
Okay. Do you want to tell anybody out there that getting ready to make that step to go down the threshold of marriage? Any kind of advice that you would say that would make it better?
Communication.
And what
trust.
And what you think makes the worst part that could cause the marriage?
Never go to bed mad.
Okay. And also, do you feel that, how about your the outside, like family, friends,
Do you think that you should have family more closer when you're married, or you should have friends? How you feel like having other people into your marriage?
Well, I don't really speak to my family, just my daughters. It can go both ways. You can have family or not, or friends. They're going to talk about you if you're doing good. They're going to talk about you if you're doing bad. So just got to roll with the punches.
Anything else before I close out with you?
No.
One love. Now, this young lady, we've been friends for 5 years, and like she said, I've always knew her being married. And she's one person that she don't let her marriage come between. If she's a friend with you, no matter what, she goes, she's thick and thin. Like, you call her anytime, she'll reach out to you. If she sees that you're going through something, she'll break her back to help you. You know what I mean? And she also let her husband know that, you know, she's there for her friend, you know what I mean, and her kids. Like, I see her every day working towards making her kids better people, her a better person, you know. And I think that it's an all-around thing that you have to be mentally, physically, and spiritually to make it connect. I hope that single, but I'm as blessed with I'm going to be okay being the way I am. I hope that me and her have helped you a little bit as far as single and married. And I'm thankful for my brother letting me have this podcast with him and sharing it. And the reason why I had a guest tonight is that he's going to let me have my own show starting next month. So I just want to let you kind of know out there that my show is going to be, I'm going to have guests, and I'm going to have people talking on topics. It won't just be me talking. I want people to sit with me and share and talk about things so that you just don't get my point of view. You can also see what other people are thinking, because sometimes you're thinking on the same page, and people out there are wanting to hear the same thing. So I hope that, you know, I thank my brother for letting me be out here, but I hope that I could take some of the things that he taught me and grow also. So look for the coming up of the Lisa Experience next month. Thank you.
Thirty-two years.
Yes. We were together 10 years before we got married. We married for 22 years.
32 years, but you said that 32 years, but you could go for being single or married.
Yeah.
That's what's the word for that? I don't know. That sounds different. Because what about, hold on, the fire hydrant. 32 years, but you could take it either way. You could go for being married or being single after 32 years, right?
Yes.
So that mean that you okay with feeling like that for like the next 5 or 10 years, that you'll be with somebody 42 years and you will still, it still don't matter if you single or married?
Yes. I need somebody to travel the world with.
And you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you happy, that's all that matters. If you happy, that's all that matters in this world. I just marriage is a hard thing. I've been married twice and divorced twice. So anybody that been around somebody for 32 years, like, I commend that. I take my hat off to that, because it's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
because you sitting, it's like two people, and then they get together and they sit, you know, they take the oath, and they swear before God that they only gonna be with this person for the rest of their life. And I mean, they both say that I'm only gonna be with this person for the rest of my life. But I think that sometimes people don't really understand the vows and what they really mean. Because for the rest of your life is a long time. And when you say it don't matter if you could be when you say you could matter, it don't really matter if you could be single or married. Do that depend on like a negative situation that would make you single, or is that just the way you feel in your heart? Like,
that's just the way I feel in my heart, because nothing is forever. We could get divorced tomorrow, but I'll still be by myself. I'll be single. Or we can die together and we'll still be married.
That's love, then. Is that love? That's love?
Yeah. We done been through it all. Ups and downs. And I ain't saying it's perfect, but we make it work.
No, it sounds close to perfect to me. I mean, 32 years.
Maybe he gotta get up here and talk about it, because he's more talkative than me. But
you said enough.
He had his ups and downs. I mean, he ain't a perfect man, but he's my man.
Right. That's all that matters. Hey, but anyway, you know, thanks for sharing that. Like, it's probably people out there listening that maybe want to, you know, you might have helped some people out tonight, or maybe somebody, I don't know, somebody out there on the line. We got quite a few people. But anyway, but while we wait for somebody to press one to come on the line, earlier when my sister first started talking, she said that everything that you meant to her as a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me everything she mean to you as a friend.
Well, I really don't like her. No, I love her. Lisa's just like, she's just like a second mom. I'm telling you, her and my mother is twins. They act just alike. I have never seen a person act like another person. They got to be kin, I'm telling you. I mean, it's just, we hit it off, and both our middle names is Denise. We did shit. We did.
You
see,
it's a reason. You know, it's a reason why I asked you that. You fell right into that in a good way. But we got
nice.
So you want to answer one of my topics?
Comment?
No, we got another topic that would you answer one for him?
Oh yeah,
we got a couple of them. Do you think, well, you've been with one person for a long time, but what about, do you think, that is it under any circumstances, is it ever okay for a friend to marry another friend's ex?
Well, they done and finished, I guess. That's just like if you're messing with somebody else. I don't know.
What you think, Lisa?
I was going out with this guy, but I found out that he was messing with drugs. So I left him alone. And then later on I found out that one of my friends was talking to him, one of my close friends. And I asked her, and she said, yeah. She said, well, you're not talking to him no more. And I said, But do you ever realize that I stopped talking to him for a reason? And then I told her, you know, what the reason was. Now, I don't know if she stopped talking to him or not, but it didn't bother me that she talked to him. It's just, it bothered me that you never know what a situation, how it is. Like, what looks good on the outside might not be good on the inside. You know what I mean? Like, you got to really think about it. Like, if that person is not being with them no more, it's got to be something. Are you willing to take on that something that your friend didn't want to take on?
That's true. That's a good point. So what is that, yes or no?
Oh, that's a yes. I don't care.
Yes.
I don't care. Look, if a person and that you was going with and it works out better for you, then that means that they had the right ingredients to make that relationship work. You can't be jealous because it didn't. You know what I mean? Like, happiness is in the eye of the beholder. So if it worked for them, then, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be jealous of another human being. I mean, like they said, for a reason, for a season, sometimes for a lifetime. So if it was just for a season or a reason, I can move on.
Sometimes like they got like rules. They be like, we got like girls be having rules or guys be having rules. They be like, we got rules. We don't date each other exes.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what? Those rules could be broken because you know why? We girls, we say that, but behind each other back, we still mess with each other's friends. So I mean, just because you don't know they're doing it, that don't mean it's not happening. So that's what I'm saying. You have to prepare yourself that once you break up with that person. Now, if you're going with them and they messing with them, that's another thing. But if you broke up and they messing with them, okay. But if you're going with that person and they're messing with your friend, then that's a problem. You know what I mean? That's really a problem because you got to wonder, do they want to be with them while they're with you? You know what I mean? You have to take it a little further.
Yeah, because you know that's big. It happens like a lot in all societies and all walks of life where some people be in relationships with people, and then they bring their friend into the relationship, and their friend meet the person they dealing with, and then sometimes them two don't connect. And it might be like somebody might be vulnerable. Somebody just might need somebody to talk to. And then one thing leads to another. And before you know it, it's touchy. Because say like if the two people was in love or close to being in love and then something went wrong and you might have confided in your girlfriend or your boyfriend, the guy might have told his friend everything about that person, you know, or they might have went to them when they was having problems and they went to them for advice and they went to them, you know, for a shoulder to lean on. Cry on, and then they wind up with that person, and then maybe in that situation you could see it as being a little wrong. You agree with that?
Well, I always learned that when you somebody that you truly care about, your relationship should be not spoken to about to anybody, not even your closest friend, because relationships supposed to be between two people, and whatever goes on between you, it should always keep to yourself. Now, if you're not really into that person, you know what I mean, like you don't think it's going to go on no farther and you want to talk about it, then I mean, it's not no big thing. But if you do, you have to be careful. I'm going to tell you something, then I'm going to let it go. I was married, and I didn't know this girl liked my husband. So every time I would go to church with him and visit,
she would come and say, oh, you got a wonderful husband. Oh, you got a good husband. So I listened to her say it a couple of times. And then one time she said, I said, excuse me, could I ask you something? I said, if he's so good, don't I have to be good also? Why would he be with me and I'm not good? You study telling me that he's a good person, so what the heck am I? So she looked at me and I looked at her because I'm like, you telling me my man is good, but so what you think about me? That you telling me that you got to tell me that he's good because I should know he's good.
Yeah, you're right. And she would tell you that all the time. Or, I mean, every time you went to church.
Every time I went to business church, she would bring that up.
Wow.
But what I learned was she liked him. And then I happened to come into the picture, and we got married. So I guess, you know, she felt some type of way. But I just felt that, you know, she was looking on the outside. She really didn't truly know what it would look like on the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to the phone lines. 3324, you live.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
All right.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening.
What you wanna chime on a topic, or you wanna say something about something you heard?
Anything you want to correct me? I mean, I've been listening. But you know, I can answer a topic.
Well, let's stay with the one we are for the moment. No. Matter of fact, let's know. Why I got you on here? You a male figure. Let's go to another one. Do you think it's necessary? You got children?
Yeah.
Do you think it's necessary that you would have to meet your wife or your girlfriend's new boyfriend or husband? Well, not husband, but boyfriend or something like that. Do you think it's necessary for you to meet him? You know what I mean, since he's gonna be around your children.
Yeah, you should meet him. You should know that you're in the picture. I don't think you should go to the game or talk to the room or nothing like that, but he should know that, you know, I think he should know that you're in your kid's life. You know what I'm saying? I think it's up to the mother, you know, to let him know that, yes, you are my man, but my kids do have a father. They have a daddy, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because I made that mistake a long time ago with befriending somebody one of my baby mothers introduced me to her new boyfriend. And we would, you know, we would sit and drink and smoke and everything. And then later on, that I found out that he was, you know, he wasn't a good, whatever, stepdad or whatever you want to call it. So, that's something that always, like a monkey on your back, that's something that always weighs heavy on me, that I can't believe, like, I really sat and, you know, drunk beers with this guy and, you know, watched sports with him and, you know, and he was, like, really being a monster behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I do understand that. But you know, in some situations, people do become close with their exes. But I think it's up to the individual whether you want to be the person that – I don't think I would never become close with a father figure and one of my children. Well, my children grown now, so they could defend themselves. But if I had to do it all over again, I think I would just keep it on a cordial, like, basis. Because I believe when you become – when you open up, become friendly – open up and become friendly, people read you and off of reading you, you know, it might sway a negative person in one way or another. If like if they was thinking about, oh, I maybe could spank his baby or his child, I probably could discipline him, well, I'm disciplining or spank him or whatever, touch him or whatever. By dealing with you and talking with you, I think people could kind of feel out whether it's a possibility that they could, or like, hell no, there's no way I can't. Unless the person is just really sick in their brain, they wouldn't care. If it was Mike Tyson's daughter, they wouldn't care. You know, right. So somebody sent that question in to me, so I stay out there listening. That was my perspective, and that was the caller's Dre perspective, that
a lot of weight falls on the mother also. You know what I'm saying? It's really up to them. The mother has to really take control because we're not there all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it really depends on the pillow talk. You're laying down with that new man and letting him know what's really going on, you know?
Right. That's true. What you think about the dating somebody, marrying or dating an ex, somebody, you know, a friend of yours, ex? Is that off limits?
Yeah, it's off limits. Too many people out here in the world to have to go after one of your friend's exes or something like that. No, I don't do that. No.
Hey, that's a good point, too. A lot of people think like that, and a lot of people don't care. So
that's what happened to me, actually. He wasn't my friend, but I know of him. He had killed a couple of times, and he ended up going to my baby mother because of that he didn't know me. Until after he got in. Once he got in, oh, Dre, I know Dre.
Yeah, that happened to me before, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody pretending not to know me until they got kind of close. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, yeah, I know him. Well, you know, sometimes some people got the, the snake in the grass. You know, they move like snakes. And they think with the wrong head. And that was a good point you said, because a lot of, that's basically like what I was taught at a young age from older people. Well, a couple of people told me that it's like too many females it's too many women in the world to mess with a friend of yours, ex. Like, you know, it's too many. It's just too many women in the world. But I think maybe ladies feel different about that than how men feel about it. You know, that's what I'm getting from this, maybe. But in the end, maybe it's up to the ex.
The woman has a lot of weight on this man, decisions. It's like, I mean, it's important to know who you're dating with and who you pick as a child's mother. Because it's like, we can only do but so much as men, but we get drained for so much.
Right. That's true. But it's still, I mean, you know, that's something to go out every day in all walks of life, too, with all different races. You know what I mean? It's just good conversation. And I really, like you said, and it's probably just, people probably just feel like, some people probably feel like it's wrong, and some people probably feel like it's right. But I'm going to ask you, I'll hit you with one more question, then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Do you feel like the internet is since you're a man, I'll ask you about women. If you was a woman, I'll ask you about men. But do you feel like the internet is turning women into hoes?
Okay. I think the women that are out there already, it gives them a new outlet to showcase more of their personalities.
And ass.
Yeah, and things like that. I would say all women are doing that. It's just the ones that have that weak mindset that just gives them an avenue to broadcast it. All women.
So look, wait a minute. You look at TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you see ass all day, twerking and bouncing on the internet
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So those ladies who are on there that's doing that, is the internet turning them into hoes?
What's your definition of a hoe?
My definition of a hoe?
Yeah.
A loose woman. Sleeping around. No respect for herself. No respect for people's marriages. A dick teaser.
And
no morals, no values, and no morals.
Most of the women that are doing that are probably the hardest women to get with or even try to holler at. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like their self-esteem is so high and they're so beautiful and they're so rich. It's hard to actually get with them. But they're probably not even having sex as much as you think. Because they feel like they're so high and mighty that only certain type of men can really catch their attention.
Yeah, you're right. That's how I feel. People think, like, a lot of people know what I used to do when I was out there in the go-go world. And I used to have some of my biggest arguments with females saying that strippers and dancers, they said those are whores, or they dirty, or they nasty. But in my time, like, some of the dancers that I've been around and stuff like that. Some of them have been some of the cleanest, respectfulest, not easy to go to bed with. Some of the, you know what I mean? Some of the, you know, some of the most moral women that I've been around. And a lot of people, you're right, a lot of people see the video vixens and they think, oh, some with some money I could get that. Or they easy to get to, but you hit that one right on the nose. They definitely not easy to get to. Definitely.
And they're also not as reading on the men out there that will give them and throw them money. And half of them don't even know how to do nothing for the money. Like, these men just throw the money at them just for an idea of thinking that they might get some.
Would you throw a little dollar for a little thrill?
I have my little party at the strip club for a little dollar here and there, you know what I'm saying? But... You know what I mean? That's no entertainment.
But
you
respect her.
Yeah, I respect her. Okay.
A little lap dance ain't hurt nobody.
Get what you get, man. If they're gonna get it, take it. That's all any female. You should never be a broke female if you got a body on you. Never.
You right. I used to hate seeing nice looking women walking with a fat, you know, ass or something, walking, or at a bus stop. She'd be like, what's she doing at a bus stop with a body like that? You know, why is she walking home like you definitely should have a man with a car, or a man should have bought you a car. I used to feel like that. But look, we're going to take it. Yo, man, thanks, man. You said on the hot seat you wasn't afraid to get on the hot seat. Don't go nowhere, though. I'm gonna go to a song, cause it's a lot of things. We done went through the first hour. We got one more hour to go. It's a lot of things that I still want to touch on. As usual, we got people on the line. They just listening. They don't want to press one, and that's okay with me. And we got people that's listening on the link, and that's cool. Cause if anybody know me, you know I love to talk. You know, and the more I drink, the more I talk. The more I smoke, the more I talk. So I'm doing a lot of that behind the scenes. So I just keep talking. So we're going to go to a song real quick. We're going to come back. I want to talk about Kanye West delicately, not to the extent. I want to talk about Kanye West. I want to talk about the divorce rate. I want to talk about the Kardashians. So we're gonna try to fit that all in the last hour. You know what I mean? And if some people want to call in and chime in, we'll try to get to some more of the topics. So we're gonna go to a quick song, and we'll be right back.
Here I am, waiting back.
I want to thank you. We got some feedback from somewhere. 1 second. Okay. I want to thank everybody. You know who on the line and the people that's listening on the link. But what, okay, that was the feedback. All right, cool. What I really wanted to talk about also was, I know everybody know what's going on with Kanye West. And, I mean, you know, this is a little off topic. But he's a, since he's a brother, and I'm a brother, excuse me, and I'm a brother, and 95% of my listeners are brothers and sisters. I think it's a topic that we could touch on. Now, at first, I really thought that Kanye was crazy. But I know now that I was saying that because I was listening to the media say he was crazy. See, the government controls the media. It's almost like the radio stations. You ever heard a radio station and they play a song and it's terrible, but they play it and they play it and they play it and they play it, and every day you turn the radio on, they playing that song and they playing it, and after a while, you know all the lyrics to the song. I know that that happened because it done happened to me. You walking around humming the song and singing it, but you hated that song when it first came on. So the media, they want us to believe that Kanye West is crazy.
He is crazy.
He not taking his medicine. But let's think about that for a minute. Now I know he was a multi-billionaire, and he's losing all his sponsors. He lost the other one. I can't pronounce it. Bogley something. But when he lost the Adidas, that's the one. It dropped him from his billionaire status. And then Def Jam dropped him. And I have to say now that I think that it's a ploy or a plot to destroy him. They shut down all his media outlets, and if anybody can hurt them, it's the sponsors. And I'm rooting for Kanye. Because all of us, I mean, we middle class or lower class, but he's the upper echelon of the society, the billionaire status. But Kanye got to remember the same people that got the power to feed you is the same people that got the power to starve you. And if you remember, everything was all right. I mean, this guy even got on the news on TV and said George Bush is not for black people. Think about that, everybody, for real. Think about this for a minute. He went on national TV and spoke against the president of the United States of America. He said George Bush is not for the black people. Now that's the president, numero uno, head honcho. He got on national TV. He didn't lose any endorsements. He didn't lose Adidas. The other one to start with a B, Boggly, Goggly, whatever, Def Jam. He didn't lose any of the sites that play his music. But when did he start losing everything? And I'm only going to say this once. And then after that, I'm just going to say them people. He didn't start losing stuff till he started speaking about the Jewish people. He started talking about how they're in control of the entertainment. They're in control of the music world. They're in control of the sports. And they robbing African American people. So this man spoke against the president of the United States and nothing happened to him. Nothing. But he said one thing. He started talking about those people that I'm not going to say that word again. And now they shutting down this whole world. The man said something about the president and nothing happened to him. So you mean to tell me those people are more important than the president of the United States? You got to be the answer to that. Don't look at Kanye like he's crazy. Kanye is not crazy. Talking shit and taking no prisoners. Some shit like that.
Okay.
What's going on with you?
Not much, man. You know, just listening to you say, talking about Kanye and the situation of how, you know, he said something about the president, then he says something about, you know, people who controlling the economics, and, you know, then they start going at him economically. You know, they start
You with me on that?
Yeah. I even take it a step further. Okay, now, being that he's in the upper echelon of the money making, now, would you vote for him if he ran for president? Put it that way.
I wouldn't vote for him if he ran for president. I wouldn't do that.
Why not? You say you
but
don't
that's
think
a good
crazy.
Ass question though. For real, that's a good one.
You say you don't think he's crazy, and
I wouldn't vote for him for president because of you know, maybe if he started off as a governor or a senator, you know. Then that's different. But starting off as a producer, somebody to make music beats, and then a rapper, and then a designer mogul. I mean, I just don't think those are the steps that lead you to being a president
okay, let's look at it this way. We just had a person who was a businessman slash, you know, it was the reality show guy, and despite how we felt about him, let's look at the conditions of America now and the conditions of America then, minus the pandemic. You know, this was, he was in there even with the pandemic, and far as economically, we were actually, what do you think? Do you think we were doing better economically, or you think we're doing better economically now as a country?
You got me again. You got me again. I gotta stop drinking. But you got me again with that, because as soon as I finished saying that, you know what I thought about?
What?
I thought about Reagan. I said, damn, Reagan was an actor.
Right. Exactly.
Now, but Reagan did was a senator, too.
He was.
Reagan
he
was an actor. But I know what
you're
talking about.
You're
talking
that.
About Donald
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah. You're
talking about
yeah.
Donald Trump. So, and I'm going to tell you something about him. I'm not totally against him right now either. Because.
Okay.
He didn't have any experience. So, no, I know where you're going with that. That's why I said you got me. Because
right,
he was just
right.
a businessman.
Right.
And check it out. A lot of things he stands for, I stand for. The immigrants that's coming in this country. Trump wasn't with that. He wanted to build a wall.
Right.
And he's not with certain entities and, you know, people controlling things, like, which is
yeah,
going on right now.
Yeah, government control. Government control and relying on foreign countries to, you know, for your finances.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Right. Now, let's look at it this. Let's look at it like this as far as Kanye. All right. Now, this is an individual that started off a producing for Jay-Z. Now, he went from a producer to a designer to basically a billionaire. You know what I mean? A billionaire from and we watched the climb. We saw the climb. We saw when Jay gave him the Rockefeller necklace. Now, and you also saw that, okay, he had enough heart to speak out against the president. Also, enough heart to stand up to a people that many people cave and apologize. And it's like, you know, the bully in school. If the bully in school, everybody keep letting them beat them down, then the bully in the school ain't going to stop beating people down. At some point, somebody got to say, look, I'm going to fight the bully. You know what I mean? Then once one person fights the bully, and then other people get enough heart, they'll be wanting to fight the bully. You know what I'm saying? And then even beyond that, that if this individual has the intelligence to start from a producer, now ends up a billionaire, and now run for president, me personally, I believe I would give him a shot. Because at the end of the day, what is America being? How is America being run? It's a business. It's being ran as a business. It's not being ran like we be thinking, you know, politics is a business. George Bush told us that it's a business. We thinking that politicians is for the people. Politicians is for the people who they choose to honor. And mostly politicians be for big businesses. Big businesses run the politics, you know, because if they took money out of politics when you run for office, you was only able to have a certain amount of money, that would change the game. But a lot of times people winning on the money that they spend it. And other times you even think about, all right, let's talk about who's in there now and how he got in there. Do you remember when they had everybody out there and all the people was running for president? Do you remember seeing him in the runs?
Seeing who?
They had Cory Booker, Biden. They had Cory Booker. They had Bloomfield, Bloomberg. They had a bunch of people running for president on the Democrat side. Do you remember Biden being in the beginning runnings with all those people?
I can't recall.
He wasn't. That's why. You don't recall because he wasn't. After all, they chose Biden. All the other people fell to the wayside, and then they put Biden up. They said, that's who we supported. So we didn't even get a choice of who we had to vote for because they chose for us. You know what I mean? So at least with Kanye, it'll be a choice for us to make. We could make the choice ourselves. You know what I mean? By, you know, supporting them. You know what I mean? And grant you, sure, he said things that, you know, rub you the wrong way, but who hasn't said stuff? I mean, Biden saying that if you don't vote for him, you're not black. I mean, that's appalling to me, coming from a white guy. Like, what gives you the expertise on how you could say that a person don't vote for you, they not black? What gives you the expertise on that? You know, but mind you, many people pushed them even after he said that. They pushed that to the side, and their purpose behind it was, we can't have another 4 years of Donald Trump, and many of us brought into that and just went out and voted. And look how the country is now. And what has Biden done for us since he got in office? He even was talking about, okay, when I get in, I'm gonna rid all the what's the student loans. I'm gonna rid everybody of their student loans. Now he done changed his tune. Now he talk about 10,000 for 10,000. And you know what I'm saying? So once he got in there, he changed his tone. Then soon as he got in there, they was talking about Black Lives Matter. But when he got in there, they passed the bill for not, you know, for Chinese, for assaulting Chinese. They passed the bill for them and didn't pass the bill for us. What bill got passed for us? So here we are, loyal Democrats, voting for Democrats, and Democrats haven't really been doing nothing for us since we've been voting for them. And we've been voting for them for over 40 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yeah. So, you know, my thing is, hey, I support Kanye from having the heart to stand up against the bully, and
me too,
and you know, so and at the end of the day, it's about, you know, it's about what's right. It ain't, you know, it's like, why should we be controlled by people outside of us when no other people is being controlled by anybody outside of them? You know, and that's a problem for me. You know what I mean? We always have to seem like we can't run our own affairs. We have to be overseen by other people. You know? Which how much sense did that make? You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't make right. So, you know, I commend him, I support him, and yeah, if he ran, I would vote for him. I definitely at this point of what I've seen, you know, from Democrats, at this point, I'm open to try something different at this point. And I'm not, you know, I want us to get to a point where we vote for who's best for us. You know what I mean? Like Donald Trump said, he said, at the end of the day, what do you have to lose from voting for him? You see how your cities are, so what do you have to lose? And the reality was, really, what did we have to lose? Because we wasn't winning with Democrats, so what do we have to lose? You know, and I remember when Obama got in office, we was ecstatic. We was like, we finally got, you know, somebody that looked like us in the office. And the reality is, one of the first bills he passed was, you know, for LGBT. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have nothing against, you know, people's sexual preference or however they believe they was born. I'm just saying we was all behind him. And, you know, the most he did do is let people out of prison. But what laws, you know, like how many laws was changed that, you know, that got people into prison? Were any of those laws changed? We got to start looking at the policies and seeing if the policies going to be helpful to us. You know, massive people were still getting locked up. Massive people were still going to prison. You know, it didn't change anything for us. You know? So that's, you know, so that's pretty much my take on it when we're looking at, you know, Kanye West with, you know, him spewing out what he's spewing out. I personally believe he has an agenda, and his agenda was to get away from all the people who dropped him, to get away from him anyway. You know what I mean? Because, okay, now if all of them, if they got you under contract and they're saying to you, look, you're under contract, you can do this, you can do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. They still got control over you. Let's talk about Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? Had one of the top shows. What, he walked away from millions, left millions on the table. What people were saying, they were saying he was crazy, million. Right? Right. But yeah, what people were saying, he was crazy. They said he was crazy. He left the country.
They said he was smoking crack.
Right. He left the country. Fake. Now, when he came and he talked to the people, he told us. He told us why. I left that money on the table because basically they wanted to tell me how to do my show after I did my show successfully and got everybody into my show. Now they want to take my show and say, oh, don't do this, don't do that. They want to give you money to control you or to hush you up. One of the two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's at some point it comes to your integrity. You know, at some point it's beyond like, okay, is this money worth my integrity? And that's the reason right now that we're hearing the type of music that we're hearing, because many of the young brothers that getting on these labels, they're too young right now to even question integrity over money. Money makes more sense than integrity. You know what I'm saying? So for them when they're younger, it makes sense. But as you get older, now you locked into a contract, and when you're ready to start trying to change, they won't allow you to change. You know?
So they control everything.
They control the main things, if you control the media and you control the music and you can control the banks, what else you need to control? You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Think about just those three things. Then add the fourth one on top of it, the politicians. Come on. If you can control them, those four things, then you have basically like unlimited power to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So at some point,
I think you're asking the wrong question. I think we need to ask ourselves as Black people, can we risk the way being president? If these people can do what they're doing to him now, if they can do what they're doing to him right now, what would they do if he attempts to be president? Can we handle that?
So now, what was you saying? You were saying if he get in, do I think that he would be able to handle the people once he get in there?
Can we handle that? Like, do you think this United States can handle for all the racism in the world already? Do you think we can handle him even attempting to run for president?
Yeah. I think so, because you know why? Because Kanye reaches with him selling them Yeezys to be a billionaire. He's not only selling them Yeezys to people that look like us. You know what I'm saying? He's selling them Yeezys and some of his clothes. You see his clothes. His clothes don't really appeal to you or me. Do would you go out and buy some of his clothes and stuff?
I feel you.
So, all right. So when you think about it, he got a following from them. You know, outside of us, they following him. So eventually, the old dinosaurs that trying to keep things the way they are, they're going to die out. They're going to fade away. That's what the big fight is now. They trying to hold on to something that is tearing apart, is hanging on by a thread, and they're trying to hold on to it. The racism has been the power card. Long as they can keep people divided, they could conquer us, because they could always tell us, like, and tell white people we the problem, and then tell white people we the problem. You know what I'm saying? So now the real problem has been them all along, has been the government, because white people suffer just like we suffer. Right now, when the gas prices go up and the food go up, who does that affect? That don't only affect us, that affect them too. The houses, the interest rates, all of that affects them too. So at the end of the day, the racial part is the least of our worries. Right now, people just want to live a good life. We don't have to interact as much, but we do. Some of us interact with them. You know, he's been interacting with all of them Jews and all of that. He's been interacting with them. So he saw a side of that we haven't even seen. By on that business level, he's experienced that, you know, along with him, Jay-Z and Puffy and the mother cats like that, you know, they experienced that high level financial economic standpoint, you know. So I don't think it'd be a problem as far as the race, because, like you said, white lives matter too, because he got a white wife. I mean, a white baby mother. You know what I mean? So he's not prejudiced, if, you know, because his children had rights.
You know what? When he put on that White Lives Matter shirt, nobody bring that up, that he has white children and he's married to a white lady. No one bring that up at all. They just attack him.
Right, exactly. And that was a part of him making money. He was selling them shirts. He was getting money off of them shirts. He was eating off of them. But he still has another stake in it because he has children that's mixed. So he got to look at it from that side as well. You know.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Me either.
Yeah. So that's the stance that when we look at it, we got to look at the whole picture of, okay, when Obama got in, Obama was like, what's my man's name? Jackie Robinson. They chose a safe bet. Obama was a safe bet. You know, Jackie Robinson wasn't the best player, but he was the safe player. So that's the same with Obama. Obama wasn't the best person they could have found, a person of color, a person of melanin skin that could have been president, but he was the safe one. So they was like, let him go, and he's safe. We ain't got to worry about him. But if Kanye get in, now they got to be concerned, and they need to be concerned. It's time for them to be concerned sometimes more, because we got to be concerned every day. So let them be concerned a little bit now. You know, let them worry. Let them be like, whoa, what the heck's going on? Donald Trump did that to some extent with him too. That's why they didn't want him in there no more, because he shook things up, because he exposed a lot of stuff, and he wasn't talking like no president. You know, he wasn't trying to, you know, politic and all that with them, and he was saying what he mean, and whether you like it or not, he was being who he is. And at some point, that's what I respect, even though a lot of stuff I didn't like what he said. But what I did like was the direction the country was going. That's what I did like, you know. My stocks was up, you know what I mean? Financially, we got to be looking at who's gonna help us economically, and who's gonna help us while if we're getting help economically, and then we can start working on ourselves socially. But we be so caught up, we can't even get through our social because we trying to make money. We're not getting enough, so we can't even handle our family issues because we too busy trying to chase some money. We trying to get money and worry about all the other stuff. So, you know, we need a strong economic base, and we need to not have to be concerned about, you know, somebody in office making it more difficult for us to move forward. We don't need that. We don't need what was happening in Patterson to an extent where you get one person buying up the whole town. We don't need that. How is that fair, and how does that benefit the majority of the people in the town if one person buying up everything? That's that old 1% powers everything. And the people and these, he's getting in there, and he's able to buy what he's buying based on people that many people in Patterson voted for. They voted for these people that they doing business with him and leaving them out. And so why vote for these people, these same people that's leaving you in the back? And it's like the back of the bus thing, and you know, they putting him in the front of the bus. They even made him the daggone driver. So, you know, we just gotta start looking at stuff in a different form. You know? And be able to, you know, where it's gonna benefit us as a whole. That's all. And I see that Kanye could be a catalyst to help that happen. That's how I see it. What y'all think?
Yeah. So you brought up a damn good lot of points. I still don't know like if I would vote for Kanye. But you know, I'm a firm believer in standing up for what you believe in. Even though in the past we know that every time one of us with the dark shade of perfection stand up for what we believe, like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, countless others.
Whenever we get somebody to stand up for what they believe in, they want something wind up happening to them. When you go against the powers that be, if it's I wasn't really gonna say too much about Jewish people, you know, because for some reason it seemed like they off limits. You know, they want us to forget slavery, but you know, every time you turn the TV on, it's a movie about the Holocaust. They don't let you forget that. They don't let us forget about 400 years of slavery. And a lot of people don't like to hear this. But we not African American people, we not even free right now. White people were free. I mean, black people, we got liberty, but white people got freedom. It's a difference between that. They free where they can make their own decisions without any consequences. Now, we can make our own decisions, too, within the realm, within the devil's law. And so it's a difference. So as far as I'm concerned, we still not free. Even farther back, you can go farther back to when they like to say that Lincoln, you know, freed the slaves, the Emancipation Proclamation. But anybody who knows, if you Google or if you look up Emancipation, that means like free or let go from bondage. But what it really means also is a transfer of ownership. So Lincoln really never freed the black people. He emancipated them. But all he did was transfer the ownership from the individual slave masters or the plantation owners. All he did was transfer the ownership to the state.
Right. So now think about that. Now think about what you just said, that emancipation means transfer of ownership. Now, just think about this. Just roll with me with this. Now, what if, like, okay, when we hear slavery, we just say, okay, that's saying, like, we believe everybody the way you said it, with the shade of perfection, with the dark shade of perfection, was brought here by boats. So what we're saying is that people who had knowledge to build pyramids and build 3- and 4-story buildings when Caucasians was living in caves didn't have enough technology or enough knowledge to build a boat to come here. You know? So
right.
So the reality is at some point we gotta question, why is it so that they want to keep reminding us of that we were slaves? And the reason for that is, if we were slaves, that would mean that this country wasn't ours from the beginning. We are not the rightful owners of this country. They are, because they brought us here. So that's where we trapped off at. The reality is that's how we got trapped off, because they wasn't the natural inhabitants of this country. So
no, they wasn't
the natural. If they wasn't the natural inhabitants of this country, the emancipation meant transfer of ownership. That meant they transfer ownership from the natural inhabitants of this country to themselves.
Yes,
that's what, right. So this is
that's what they did.
Right, it goes beyond transferring papers for people. No, they started. They transferred the land. They took the land. Now, if we was coming from a point of, we're not looking for reparations. We're looking for our land back. We're looking for our land that you came here and took from us. Because we invited you, because of the type of people we are, we invited you and showed you how to live this land, on this land, and you, being who you was, came with violence and start killing us and took our land. And then, go ahead.
No, they I don't mean to cut you off. They not even.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
They not even did that. If you think back to, you know, back to that time, why you think they didn't want black people to learn how to read? Why you didn't think they didn't want us to know our original language? They did their best to try to keep us blind, deaf, and dumb. It's a professor, right? If people get time, look up this professor, Professor Leakey. That's his name, Professor Leakey. He did research on the first people that was on the earth.
Right.
He went all over. His last stop was in Europe, but he didn't spend a lot of time there. He wound up in Africa, and he found bones and stuff of the black people. You could Google it.
Right.
Professor
Lee. Yeah.
And that show you that really that black people, that we was the first ones here. And that's important.
Right.
That's something to teach the children.
Exactly. So not just the fact of we knew for years we were the first ones on earth. I'm saying we are the original people of this country as well. That's the part that
we need
to let the children know. And that's where do you ever remember hearing that from great grandparents or grandparents that you got some Indian in you?
Yes.
All right. Do you really remember them saying, well, about slaves?
I heard them talking about slaves.
You heard them talk about slaves, and you heard them talk about Indians, right?
Indians, yeah.
Right. So you got to think, okay, if Indians looked like us and slaves, if they saying that, okay, we were slaves, so, okay, at some point something happened where the power shifted, where they became, I would imagine, they became the dominant race and by the majority, and then they started putting, right, you know, taking it, you know, because they already got documentation that New York was owned by people that looked like us. New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Central Park. So as long as they believe, as long as they have us say we African Americans, that means we're not American first. We're African first. So they, and if you look up African Americans or black people, and then you look up white or Caucasian, they don't, African American and white American, they won't say, they'll just say they belong on this land. They'll try to say we came from Africa. If you Google it on your phone right now, white American and black American, they're not going to say, I bet you won't say nothing about Europe. They came from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, they won't.
So why should we even, I like the phrase you used, the dark shade of perfection, the original people
right.
of this land. It, because
right.
we got to, you know, the fact that they so readily now, they'll say African American or they'll say black, but they don't want to, they won't, they refuse, they don't want to acknowledge us as the natives of the country or the land. So we have to change that because we've been everything from Negro to nigger, you know what I mean? To black to African American. How come our nationality keep changing so much? Because it's not our true nationality. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's not who we truly are.
That's true. We running out of time. But see that's what I'm talking about. This is the beauty of podcasts. This is why podcast is gonna take over radio eventually. Because podcast is unedited, uncensored, and it's real. Podcast is where you could start off talking about baby mama drama and whether the internet is turning women and men into hoes, but you could end up talking about Kanye for president, or the original people of the planet Earth, and that's why I like doing podcasts because it's so universal. And you learn if the people out there that's listening, if you're listening, you definitely learning. So, and you're getting the people opinionated. We had a lady out here earlier who was married for 32 years. I had a lot to say about that, but I didn't, because you have to respect people. Everybody know I always talk about love and fuck love and all stuff like that. But that's just me. I want love, peace, and happiness for everybody. But then again, we could switch tunes and we could talk about what's going on with the world, what's going on with the powers that be. And I always like to build up our people. I tell my daughters, the younger ones, 19, and 20. I tell them where my mother and father are from. I tell them where their grandparents is from. I tell them about their struggles because I want them to know. I tell them about what's going on with the world and how, you know, certain people are taking over certain things. I let them know not to never feel like citizens in this country, just feel like residents, because this is really not, we was brought here against our will. And the youth need to know that. And adults need to be reminded of that. And the caller, you made a hell of a lot of good points tonight. You caught me out there on a couple of things about Kanye West. And I back Kanye West. I don't believe he's gonna win the battle, but who wins the battle? All our leaders are dead. But I commend him for having the heart. Jay-Z ain't doing it. Puff Daddy ain't doing it. 50 Cent ain't doing it. None of them ain't doing it. They gatekeepers. They hide behind the gates. At least Kanye had enough nerve and enough heart to come out in the front and say what was what. And it all began with love. You know, his wife that left him, Kim Kardashian. But he shouldn't feel bad. I said this earlier. I did some research. 70 to 80% of marriages that's ending in divorce is the ladies. Except 80% of marriages, the ladies are leaving the men. 8 out of 10 marriages that break up, the lady is leaving the man. The men aren't leaving. It's ladies leaving the men. Now let's think about that for a minute. And a lot of ladies might don't like what I'm getting ready to say. But I'm a man, and I get to talk about the ladies. If you want to debate what I say, then you have to press one, and you can come out here and you could talk about me like a dog and tell me I don't believe in love because I've been hurt by everybody who told me they love me. But right now, I gotta stick up for the men. I might be a little male chauvinistic, but if marriages is ending in divorce, and 80% of the time it's the ladies leaving. 8 out of 10 times it's the women leaving the men. So is marriage really built on love? You ever heard somebody go to divorce court and say they want half of their love back? Nah, they want half of the money in the bank. I want the house down in Florida. I want half of this and half of that. They never say they want half the love back. It's about money. You take a man for existence. A man, this the new millennium, the 2000s, or whatever. You meet a woman and you fall in love somewhat. Nowadays, it's going to be hard to find a woman with purity. It's going to be hard to find a woman that's with virginity. It's going to be hard to find a woman that don't got children. It's going to be hard to find a young woman. So half of the man's American dream is already gone. Because the American dream is to find a woman that's young and beautiful, with no children, virgin, whatever, but it's not possible. But on the flip side, you got women that's leaving the men. Go figure. Yo, we're going to conclude the show for the evening. It's 10 o'clock. We just went off air. Is we behind the scenes now, like, well, everybody that was on the link, they just got cut off. And I hate that, so I always hate that. Wait, Lisa, you still with us?
Yes.
Man, you've been quiet all night.
Well, you know I'm at work, but I'm trying to be supportive. But I'm here.
You trying to be supportive?
Yeah.
Kanye for president, yes or no?
I don't think I'm going to really vote no more because the time I'm living in now, it's not really nobody going to be able to give you what you need. I haven't seen it. And, all the best for him. But, you know, as we know, everybody get caught up in bureaucrat stuff as soon as they get elected. So the person that wins, it's his old man, you know, I got his back.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on one minute. 3282. You still here? I don't know if I can bring you in. Oh, hey, what's good? You in the 10 o'clock hour, man. It's the after hour party. You here? Hello, Mr. Nance.
Can you hear me?
Now I could.
Okay, you got me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you, brother. I'd like to say peace and blessings to the Keeping It Real family over there. Peace to brother Shadi. He was on my show last week. I let him get up there and, you know, say his peace. Some people chimed in on his show. And also yours, Jay. You know, he put Keep It Real information out there. And, anytime, brother. Come on, you know that and that, you know. Also, that guy's name he was talking about, Dr. Lewis Leakey, he was an archaeologist, the study of bones
and stuff, like
he was saying. That was Lewis Leakey. I read about him a long time ago, and you're right. He found the oldest remains of any human being in Africa, you know. So, other than that, bro, you know, is there a question? Because I pulled away from the phone from that, so I ran back. Is there any question you want me to comment on, Jay?
I mean, I always got the crazy topics and everything, but we was all over tonight. We had a lady out here that was married 32 years, and, you know, we touched on a couple of topics, and, you know, then we went into Kanye and other things. And I was just saying, like, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of being able to do podcasts. It's uncensored.
Right.
It's unscripted. So you get to do. So, you know, I just brought you on, you know, like, because I know we support each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? You had a podcast tonight, right?
Yeah, we got out at Great Space was on at 9:30. So after it got off, I shot. You told me, I tried to call you. I didn't even know you was on tonight because I said, what's up with Jay, man? I called in last night. And thing said no shows. I said, what? So then your voice, your cell phone was off. So I figured, I said, oh, brother, man, all right. Let's give him a call tomorrow, you know. Hey, thing with Kanye, too, he called the Jews out. And he said, they're not going to bump off my contract. They took him off Adidas and another
a big one.
Yeah. So, hey, but he's got that exposure where he know what he's talking about. He ain't slow. He's right. The Jews control everything.
He right.
They ain't no lie.
And that's why they shutting them down.
Yeah, they want to shut them up.
anybody talk about the Jewish people, they wind up I mean, you know how they wind up.
Yeah, there was.
It's off limits.
Yeah, I was listening to a program a couple of months back. There was a lady down in one of the southern states, and she was a Muslim sister, and she was teaching something. But they said that the only way that she could keep her job, she had to sign some type of declaration or contract stating that she would not say anything what they deem anti-Semitic. And she didn't sign it.
Wow.
Eventually she just went looking for a job elsewhere. She didn't stay on that university. It was a college campus. So yeah, man. Hey, listen, bro. That's how it is with the Jews, man. They could call people listen. Don't care, man. They're real sensitive, man. You have progressive Jews who speak out against the Jews that are committing these atrocities that hide behind religion. You know. And I'm gonna tell you. I want to say this and end in this. There's a brother, you're probably seeing him, I don't know if Shadi watched the brother, Young Pharaoh. He debated this Jewish scholar, all right, and he tore him up. He kept asking him, where you from, man? Where you come from? Guy never asked. He tried to get spiritual. He said, no, you ain't answering my question. Where you come from? And brother Shadi hit it. He said he come out the Caucasus Mountains. That's what they're known as Caucasians. And we've been here.
Right.
They just recently found some pyramids, Jay, in Tennessee. So like Shadi said,
wow.
That proves listen, they always talk about the Indian and try to make it seem like they brought us over here from Africa. Brother, we've been here. Shadi's 100%, 1,000% correct. We've been here. Melanated people, that's why we're the Aboriginal people. We've been all over this world, four corners of the world, brother. All right? So, yeah, so like I said, you know, all that, they brought us over here. We came up, Nina, what did they teach in the school, Jay? Nina, Pinson,
Nina,
Santa Maria.
Nina,
yeah.
Santa Maria.
Yeah. Like, we can't. No. See, that's his, like my man Leon said, that's his story.
His,
it's not the history, real history.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Hey, where's
where
the ladies at?
Huh?
I was wondering where the ladies were. Your sister and them, are they on?
She's on.
Who, Lisa?
Yeah, what's up, Forrest?
Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Nah, you missed me.
I sure did. I missed the show last night, Lisa. I said, "Hope Jay, all right." I called his phone off. I'm like, "Oh man, I hope the brother all right." But it's good. How's everything with you, Lisa?
It's good. I'm working, but I'm here.
Hey, that's it's always a blessing. 2 feet above ground.
Yeah,
she's a single black female working.
Really?
Yeah, doing a double. Still here.
Are you at work now, Lisa?
Yeah.
All right, you got it like that. You can talk on your phone, so that's good. A lot of people can't talk on their phone when they're at work.
Well, I don't know where you at, but most everybody at work is on their phone.
What kind of work you do, Lisa?
They keep it in their hands.
Yeah, what kind of work you do, Lisa? If you don't mind me asking.
I work with disabled adults.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you can get a break every now and then.
Well, you know, it's nap time, sleepy time.
Yeah, this time of night, right? We both on the same clock, Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because after this, I'm going to brush my teeth and jump in the bed, Lisa. I got to get my nap in. I'll be up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, I rise early. You go to bed, and that's another thing, Jay. You might want to cover that maybe, or Lisa on her show when she starts her show. About how important it is to get sleep, water, sleep, the proper food. I just got a great space, and they brought somebody on that was talking about blood types. They were talking about A and B, A, B, and O blood types, and certain foods you should avoid. You know, the lady, now I'm an A plus. The lady said you shouldn't have bananas. I told her last time, I said, sis, I ain't going to stop eating no bananas because bananas, look, ain't nothing wrong with me. I feel good. I feel energized. That might be for some people, but not for everybody, you know. So, like I said, everything else I agree with on. She was talking about juicing and things of that nature, you know. And Lisa, I hope you're over there juicing, dear, when you get home. Hope you got juice on your count over there.
Yeah, I do. I just started. I've been listening to you. I'm trying to incorporate it in my my regular diet.
Yeah, please do. You should juice every day because you're extracting all the enzymes your cells need. Because when your cells are healthy and your blood is alkalized, no disease can get in your body. That's the bottom line. When we start eating that crazy, crappy food and stuff, that's when you people have problems. That's why sometimes, Jay, you see women like 20, 25 years ago, no disrespect to the ladies out there, when their buttocks are nice and firm and everything, then you see them 25 years later, they got, you know, their butts have expanded. Like the lady was saying on the podcast, that's waste. That's waste in your body. And us men, the BMI, and ladies too, when you got that gut, that's not good. That's waste in your body. You got to get rid of it. That's why we talk about detox. Like what you did, Jay, for that 21-day detox when you did it. You lost weight, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
See? Got to get rid of that, brother. That's not good. That's backup. That causes disease. And 70% of your immune system is in where, Jay? In your gut. All right?
Yeah.
So if that's stagnated, brother, you're going to have problems, but plain and simple. Your body has to flourish. And you should be going as often as you eat. If you eat three meals a day, which you really shouldn't, but if you eat three times a day, you should be in the bathroom two or three times a day. Okay, so I'm just saying, and I know, hey, look, only thing I had, if I could share, and I'm going to shut up after this, I juiced today. I had moringa. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Jay and Lisa. Moringa tea, very, very beneficial, high in vitamin A. I had two moringa teas. I had some raw organic cashews. And what else did I eat today? I just had a couple of tangerines. That was it. I gave my organs a rest. A lot of people feel like they got to go in that refrigerator or go down to Crown Fried Chicken and get something to eat. Then they're right. Nah, that stuff has no nutrition. It has no nutritional content in that. Chicken has very little water. Your body needs water. Cells energize off of water. That's the conductor for our bodies. And a lot of people, listen, when we clean up our diets in the melanated communities, black communities, you're going to see a lot less sickness, man. You need to stay out of them hospitals, them institutions, man. Them institutions get a hold of you, you're done. So I just want to end on that, y'all. Thank you very much.
Man, you know it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure. Shadi.
Yeah.
You want to tell the people before we leave that just listen. There's still people listening. They ain't going nowhere. The people on the link got cut off, but the people who called in, they still here. You want to tell them about your podcast, what's going on Wednesday, or the time, and then if you don't got the topic yet, you can just tell them the time and everything for Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, Wednesday, come listen to us from 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday, you know, to let's talk about it all. Basically what we were doing tonight, like we talking about it all, you know.
We did.
You know, that's what it's about. We like to talk about it all. But Forrest, I wanted when the weather get right, I want to take you up on that, finding somewhere in the backyard on 17th Ave, and you know, putting some vegetables and whatever we could plant back there. I want to take you up on that, you know.
Hey,
we get
brother
that you was talking about.
Yeah, with Kevin Porter, the brother has, he has the rabbit hole over here. Let me know in advance. Me and him hook up, drive over to Patterson, man, and come see you.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to do that because it's a need for that. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
There
I
want is.
To start. I want to start there, and then eventually see how that going. You know, because we definitely want to have our own, you know, sources of food and vegetables and things of that nature. You know, we definitely want to start working towards that. So I've been thinking about it. I've been meaning to speak to you about, that I'm definitely interested in striving to do that. You know, the thing is about once I get it there, I need somebody who's going to watch it because I'm not there anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that's, you know, that had me reluctant to do it because I'm not there enough to oversee it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So hopefully if I could get, you know, some young people or somebody interested in it that will oversee it, then I'll definitely, you know, I'll definitely be with doing that.
Yeah, I got a brother that could get you started because he started his own garden. You know, he bought some they knocked down the house. He bought the property. He's maintained it for like the last 20-something years, you know. Whenever you're ready, brother. Yeah, hey, listen, I used to run through Patterson back in the day when I promoted and different girls I met in the clubs, man. So, yeah, I know Patterson very well. I love Patterson, brother, you know. whenever you're ready, you know, just let me know. Let me know. And also, Shadi, hey, Jay, if I want to see something, Shadi. Brother Rashad hit me up a couple of days ago. He said, brother, I'm disappointed in my Muslim brothers. I said, what you mean? What's wrong, Shah? He said, well, you got some brothers over here. There's a masjid over here in Newark on 19th and Springfield. And he said that he got a flyer, all right? And he said that tomorrow, all right, they're having between 1:30 and 3:30, the Muslim brothers and some of the sisters are coming up here and they're pushing the COVID shot. And I said, oh, really? So what happened was I got my little army together, the people who have some of the science, all right, because, like I said, it's a personal choice. You want to take the shots. But the more we go month by month, week by week, Shadi, we're seeing that we've been lied to about this. So we want to check with our brothers out there to say, hey, wait a minute now. You tell us why you're doing this thing with the shot. But, you know, we want to not challenge them and be confrontational, but let them know, hey, listen, this is what we know. This is what you know. Let the people be the judge, you know. So if you're aware that, well, you're in another state now, brother. But if you want to, I could text this information to Jay. It's a call-in number, and it's a passcode. And you could call in, and you can listen tomorrow between 1:30 and 3:30 because we definitely going up here. And I got four of my people from that have shows on my network. We're coming on to ask me. Why are you doing this? When it's shown that people have taken the shot and get reinfected not only once, twice, sometimes three times, and with the boosters. And some people have passed away, and they're pulling out government cheese. Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, family. To mislead you out there. They have pulled out, there's a clip from a mortician, 25 years he's been a mortician. He said he's never seen anything like it. You know, it's like government cheese. They're pulling these strings out of people. It's not natural. And every last woman have been inoculated with this jab, and there's nothing scientific. It's not a vaccine, because we also have a clip, Brother Shadi, that said there's a lady, Susan, something from the CDC. She said they never conducted any type of clinical trial, never. But they lied to us when this thing came out, and they said I think it went through what, 2 or 3 years of testing. She said no, that was false. Their house of cards are crumbling, brother. Okay, and last but not least, let me say this, Jay, to Brother Shadi. In Boston University now, they're supposed to be experimenting with COVID, all right, in a laboratory up there, and also that Omicron, whatever that was, Omicron, whatever that variant that came out after COVID. They're putting that together. They're supposed to be mixing this, and they said when they mix the cocktail of the COVID shot and this the other variant that came out, they said you could catch it real quick, but it wasn't as deadly. But they're putting it together. They said when they mix those two together to make that cocktail, it's 8 times more deadly than COVID. So they said it's going to make COVID look like a dress rehearsal. So, family, listen, if you're out there, get your diet right, get your immune system, get your supplements, because you heard it on Jay's show. Don't take my word for it. Just watch. There's going to be something else coming out, and they're going to tell you it's worse then. What was out here before? So prepare yourself. And Shadi, you're doing a good thing because we got to start preparing our own food, brother, because, you know, you already know the nutrition in the ground ain't what it used to be when your mother and your father and your grandmother and your father and your grandfather was out here. It's not in the ground no more, you know? So, yes, sir. Anytime you're ready, brother, I'm at your service. You can't see it, Shadi, but I'm saluting you, brother. We come out to Patterson.
Okay.
And number 15 minutes away from North. You know that, brother. We'll come out there and help you, whatever you need to do, brother. It's not a problem. I like getting my hands dirty. We're going to get Jay
Yo. And send that link to Jay so I can listen to that. You know, I'll listen to that tomorrow. I'll listen to that. So send that link to him, and he can send it to me.
You know what, brother? It's a call-in. So it's a 3-4 number. I just remembered off the bat. All right, I'll send the calling number and the passcode, and you can just call in, and then you can just hit the passcode. It's a calling number, and you hit the passcode or username, whatever it is, and then, bam, you in, okay?
Okay.
Right. I'll send it to Jay when we get off this podcast. He'll send it to you.
All right, definitely.
That's what's up. We got a call. Hey, Forrest, what's your what's the number to your show again?
Yeah, family, we're open 7 days a week. We got different shows up there all the time. I just had another show, Jay, with my man Nasir. The brother's a herbalist, and he does Reiki, he does reflexology, he does herbs. The brother's real deep into a lot of stuff. He does protocols and helping people over in Irvington, New Jersey. Calling number is 520-525-8633, family. And listen, when you get off here for you night owls, you could call that number right now and has an itinerary of all the shows that come up every day in the time. So we have, it'll say, welcome to Grown Folks Talking. There's a slight pause. Don't hang up. And then it'll give you the itinerary Monday through Sunday. Okay? So, yeah, so just check us out. And, Jay, you need to get your butt up there so you can announce your show on my on my podcast. We'll say, just make a quick announcement. Once I know you're on, Jay, you say, this is Jay Sean. I say, okay, because, you know, it says announce yourself. Then I'll be like, okay, family, as soon as I get a little pause or a break,
oh, yeah,
I'll let you come in.
I was listening.
Oh, when? Tonight? Oh,
no,
before
no,
you
no.
were. I know you were.
A little while ago.
Yeah, I remember it said Blog Talk. Remember I told you? I said, how do they say Blog Talk Radio? You didn't even say nothing. I said, Jay been on, you know. Yeah, but Jay, anytime, man. Or like I said, if Shadi listening, he could always shout out. You know, if you're not there, he could always mention the podcast, Keeping It Real.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, no problem, brother.
Well, we got before we go, I gotta tell you, we got the podcast tomorrow night. The Point of Impact is 7 o'clock. Really good. Same phone number. My man did 25 years in prison. He really got his podcast going good right now. At 7 o'clock, the same number. And then we got on Monday, after weeks off, we got Dre coming back with the Humble X Experience. I don't know who he got as a guest. I don't know what he got planned. But it's Monday at 8:30. And that's it. You know, we got the music, you know what I mean? And then we got my sister coming next month. We just moving. We winning. We not losing over here. We winning. You
right.
know? And we going to keep doing podcasts till we can't do it no more. And if we never make it on Spotify or Revolt, Apple, or to the mainstreams, we just stay big time right where we at. Grown Folks Talking, Let's Talk About It, Keeping It Real, The Point of Impact, DJ Ray Boogie, and we just keep doing it like that. You know what I mean? I like to say that we don't stop till the casket drops. And that's how we do it. And that's how we do it around here.
All right.
So everybody, until next week. I don't know. I'm gonna let everybody know now. I'm not sure if I'm doing my podcast Friday. It might be on Saturday again. I'm not sure because my grandson Go Eastside. Woo! They made it to the Group 5 playoffs and they won in the first round. So now they play in the second round. I just don't know what day. So as soon as I find out the day, I might have to do it again next Saturday. So we'll take it from there. If not, I want everybody to stay safe. The COVID is still out there. They got different strands. I don't know what the devils is doing, but they just creating more and more stuff. And we just got to keep building our system up and stay healthy and strong, like Brother Farr said. You know, I drink a smoothie every day. And starting next week I'm going to try to get back in the gym. I haven't worked out because of my back problems since August 6th, since I went to Myrtle Beach. But I'm miserable without working out. But I'm going back to working out and keeping the blood pressure and the diabetes under control. And I just want everybody to be healthy. I heard John Travolta. He said he was 60 years old. He said his 10-year-old son asked him, "Dad, do you remember when you was 30? He said, "Yeah, I remember when I was 30. He said, "Do that seem like a long time ago since you 60? He said, "Yeah, that seemed like a long time ago." He said, "Well, you think you can live another 30 years? He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you don't got nothing to worry about because that's a long time." So for all of us that's on the line, that's in our 50s and 60s, we ain't going nowhere. No time soon. We'll be around. Peace and blessings. And tune in tomorrow night. Catch the Point of Impact. If not, you know the schedule. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
I bet. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.